Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Greggeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Greggeth and Bill Hooks.
It's the one and only Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know I'm hopping with the D-R-E.
Yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers. So put something in there. Put it in there.
Welcome back into Greggeth and Hooks. There's some breaking news coming out. Hooks, you need to describe what's happening here while I look up who Lori Loughlin is.
So, breaking news. I think NBC might have broke it earlier on. I mean, there's a lot of other people that are doing it now. The U.S. attorney in Boston has unsealed indictments against at least 47 people in a nationwide college admissions cheating and recruitment scheme, including current and former D1 coaches at Yale, Georgia, USC, Wake Forest, and Texas. Allege Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
Okay, do you know who Lori Loughlin is?
Remind me.
Do you know who this is? Because I looked at her and I was like, dang, she's super hot and looks like that chick from Full House.
That's exactly who I see her now. That's Jesse's girl.
She's like 54. I would have never guessed in a million years.
Yeah, so 47 people indicted. The documents say, this is Pat 40 from Yahoo. Documents say that Loughlin and her husband agreed to pay bribes, totaling $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team, despite the fact they did not participate in crew, thereby facilitating their admission to USC. A lot to uncover and unfold as this goes out.
Wow. Listen, I don't care about any of that. She's 54 and smoking hot. Wow. Like, she has not changed a bit. Still gorgeous. I remember when that show was on TV and I was like, my goodness.
Was she in the reboot?
Yeah.
She was?
Jesse. That's Jesse, whatever his name is. What was his name? Jesse something or other with the hair?
Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
His Uncle Jesse's wife.
Yeah, that's right.
She was the hot one.
Yeah.
But she's still gorgeous.
She is still.
And apparently she's a cheater. Yeah.
So I believe they've been like
giant cheater face.
There's indictments maybe with like mail fraud and some other stuff going on.
My goodness.
What?
Wow. This is a big story.
She will be in trouble if she goes to prison because she is still beautiful.
Big story.
Whoa.
Big story that's by the minute right now.
I appreciate your professionalism. I am floored at how gorgeous this woman is. I was looking at her and I was like, that can't be her because she'd have to be in her 50s right now. And this person looks like she's 28. At least in the photo they use. Man. Wow.
Oh, this is a big deal. That's going on.
That is a big... Wait, which one are we talking about?
Yes. How about yes?
The mom from Full House. The aunt. Lori Loughlin. Did not know that was her name.
Me either.
Jesse's wife.
Still got it.
Still. From Queens. That one. According to Wikipedia.
There you go. That's what's going on in
maybe
the,
that should be what's
college.
Trending at 10. What do you think?
Her?
If you want it, I mean.
Better get going, Nebraska. Let's go.
You better get going, Nebraska.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How
What's
the bloody hell are you
photo?
Two talking about?
She still looks like Jesse's girl, man.
My goodness. All right, what do you got?
Fired. So, Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Tony Snell, Blake Snell, excuse me, he won the CY Young Award. His contract, it got raised up to $573,000. The problem with that is it's only a $15,000 raise. From his last contract. He's totally blaming the franchise, too, basically saying that they don't want to pay me just because. So you guys see anything wrong with that? The $10,000 basically in that raise is like just an increase in the minimum. So
cost of living.
What do you think? Why is
he got 15 G's?
Why did they only get a $15,000 raise?
He's in Tampa.
I wish I had a $15,000 raise.
He's in Tampa.
Is that what it is?
Tampa is such a small market, unsupported baseball team.
Yeah.
They had some really good players in Tampa with, like, Evan Longoria and stuff. And they just don't go watch. If you've ever watched a Tampa game or seen one on
TV.
They're
all New York fans down there.
Yeah. That's where the Yankees do spring training is down in Tampa. They have their own facility and stuff. Oh. So they'll literally have, like, 4,000 or 5,000 people. Like, I wonder what their average attendance was last year.
Man. I'm going to get in trouble probably with my co-host on Kicks, but I'm just floored that Lori is as hot as she is today. Woo!
Folks, you mentioned at the beginning of the show that Tim Miles should maybe start doing open tryouts, you know, for the football team.
Yeah!
Mike Cronin for Cincinnati is already doing that. He said after a press conference that he's literally going to hit up the Cincinnati football coach and have tryouts at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And he said he's totally serious, wasn't being funny.
They got ballers, don't they? We got some ballers. But we got some guys that can hoop on the football.
I think we play Cincinnati in football in like a few years.
So we should go get some football players to play. I guarantee.
Davidson did it back in the day, didn't he? Davidson hoop for the Huskers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We should go. Who would be the best players to go get? That we get that kid from Pius in early.
Well, we got
that basketball.
You know what we got?
Walk on tight end.
Forget that. We talked about it in the football segment. Go get the tall kids.
Go get the tight ends.
We can't get a center. We got him on football.
Go get the tight ends that we have.
Bryce Benhart, 6'9", right?
Put him down at the 5. He'd be locked down. This just dropped a couple minutes ago. Teddy Bridgewater has signed a one-year extension.
Hold on real quick. I'm getting a text message.
Oh.
What award were you talking about being won? I think I missed it in baseball.
Oh, great. Yeah.
What award was it?
I let it go. I wanted to be known. I let it go.
I was still looking up how hot the Full House chicken is.
No, yeah. How do you say it, though?
It's Cy Young.
Cy Young.
What'd you call it?
I called it CY.
What is this like when you were like, Blink 182 is Blink 182?
That's how they say it in England.
It's so obnoxious. For those listening, every time there's something like that, like a number, he always has to say 182. Blink 182.
That's how they say it in England.
This is Merca.
I want you to know that I let that go.
I'm getting messages right now going, he called it the CY Young Award. People are so mad at you.
Yeah, there's not.
It was good. I let it go, Willie J. I'm on your side.
I appreciate. I don't know if I want to keep doing this.
Just today or what?
Like, just today.
Okay. No, keep going.
Okay, so Teddy Bridgewater, he signed a one-year extension with the Saints. He's their guy going forward. He turned down a deal with Miami.
I saw that. Apparently, he's going to sit for another year or two.
Yeah, he likes to hang
out. He'll be like 30 by the time he gets in and starts.
I was reading it, and I know we're going to talk about it, but apparently he likes the locker room situation and maybe the chance to be the heir apparent to the great Drew Brees.
No, I'm trying to find a way to work in YA Tittle. Just to go with his CY.
Honestly, I knew I was saying it wrong. I just didn't know how to say it. I didn't know Cy was like a name.
I want to help you through these, but I like it better when you screw them up.
I know you do.
Like, it's fun.
I know. It's not fun for me, though.
I got to admit, like, I miss you when you're gone. Yeah. Because when we get Neo in here, it's painful.
Yeah. Next
like,
week,
at least
maybe.
Yours are cute and snarky when you're like the Chattanooga. That kind of stuff.
It's annoying as hell. I hate it. Why can't I figure this crap out?
By the way, that deal that we was talking about, the college entrance stuff, they're now reporting between, over the schools they've reported, between 2011 and 2019, prosecutors say parents paid, anybody want to guess the number of millions of dollars that were paid from 2011.
To who again?
Prosecutors say parents paid an admissions consultant this number from 2011 to 2019 to bribe coaches and administrators to label their children as athletes. So what the deal is that these kids aren't typical. There aren't athletes. They are kids that are coming in that are being labeled as athletes, and
so
they're not
coming in and they're pretending like they're on the USC lacrosse team,
and they're not
when they're not actually.
Yeah.
$2 million.
Okay.
I don't know.
Blue Jay got a guess.
One point.
How many? How long?
2011 to 2019. 8 years worth.
And these are all rich people. I mean, we got the hot Full House chick. I'm going to up it to like $4
million. $4
million,
okay.
Three.
All right, what if I told you it was $25 million?
No, it's not.
$25 million.
What?
Look.
How many people did... How many...
$25 million from 2011.
Does it say how many students that is?
No, I haven't read the red, but I just saw them like, holy...
Goodness gracious. Jesus Christ, that's a lot of money.
$25 million over like 8 years.
Wow.
Got him.
Wow.
Not worth it.
Didn't mean to mess with you. I just saw that and want to report that.
You're sure it wasn't $2.5 million?
Nope.
Okay. What else you got, buddy?
Urban Meyer is coming back to your TVs Saturday mornings on game days.
Not mine. I will not watch Urban Meyer on TV.
Do you see who he's with?
He's joining a new studio show with Fox, and it's going to be with, like, Reggie Bush.
I don't watch Fox either, so there's two reasons why I'm not won't be there.
Well, let's be real. He's probably not going to do this very long, but obviously he is still needs some money, so I don't know. And it's supposed to compete with College Game Day.
Wow. No, won't happen.
No. Last thing I got, Tiger Woods, good to go in the Players' Championship this week.
Oh, yeah?
How's he going to do?
Hang on. Should I be picking him for my should I be picking him on my fantasy daily fantasy golf? I was going to do one this week, and I was going to consult you, Bill Hooks, as
it's
I looked
at. It's a tough one. He says he's healthy. There's a couple swings they've shown. He looks healthy. plays okay at the Players. If you can give him at a value, absolutely.
All right, hold on. The Players, PGA, yep, are clicking it right now. Yeah, people are tweeting me now saying the show would not be the same without you screwing up that kind of stuff.
Well, thanks, guys.
That's love. That is love. No, you got some love coming your way from the listeners. People saying, like, they look forward to hearing you screw that stuff up every day because that's how often it happens. All right, so here's what we're doing. Are you ready, Hooks? I got a pick, so you know. I got 6 golfers I got to choose for this baby. You get more points as you go over the rounds.
Okay.
All right. So I've got their average for 6 players is around $8,000 value. To give you an idea, the most expensive person is my guy, Dustin Johnson.
Yep.
And he's at $11,000. So it gives you an idea.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you a side.
Tiger Woods is the fourth most expensive person on
when
this.
When I look at doing like fantasy golf, right?
Brooks Koepka.
You're kind of doing a little fantasy golf. A good place to go look at is PGAtour.com. They put out a power ranking every tournament.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
And they're accurate?
It's pretty close. It's pretty close.
What about Sergio Garcia?
I will tell you right now. So they've got Sergio Spieth listed as number 4 in ranking.
Give me the top 5 guys.
Top 5 right now. Justin Thomas at 1.
All right,
Francesco Molinari at 2.
Hold on. Molinari's at 2.
Yep, he's coming off a come behind win
last
week. All
right, I got value right there. He's the 12th most expensive player on
Hendrik
daily fantasy
Stenson,
golf.
Hendrik Stenson comes in at 3.
All right, hold on. Stenson, we might have some value here. Stenson. Wow. He's way down here. There he is.
Sergio Garcia checks in at number 4, and Ricky Fowler rounds it at 5.
Sergio.
I'll also tell you that on this, as we look, Tiger Woods is listed as the wild card.
Sergio Garcia.
Not in the top 20 of the ranking, but he's listed as a wild card.
Who is number 5 in there?
Number 5, Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler.
So, yeah, if you go to PGAtour.com.
I'm going to give you some names, and you got to tell me which ones you like. Tony Finau. Too expensive. Sorry.
Nope.
We're off that bus.
Rafa Cabrera Bello.
Ooh, hang on. Value. Rafa what now?
Rafa Cabrera Cabrera Bello.
Hey, go in there and have Willie J say that.
Barra.
Cabrera Bello. Rafa Cabrera. How do you spell his last name?
Bello.
No, there he is. Yep. Ooh, value.
Last 6 tour starts yielded top 25 finishes.
All right, and then I need one more guy right around that area. I need someone that's going to get through some cuts here. What about
maybe look at a guy like Adam Scott, Webb Simpson, or a couple guys that are listed like 16th and 18th in this.
What about John Holmes? You a big fan of his?
Who?
John Holmes?
Yeah, as a porn star, I just pulled that name out. What about Tony Gooch?
No.
He's not good?
No, I think you're missing the mark there.
Furyk?
Nope.
No, don't, no.
Here's what I got. Here's what I have left. Are you ready?
Guys, possibly.
I've got Furyk, Gooch, Stanley, Willett. Let's see here.
Danny Willett.
One of the worst major.
Glover.
Lucas Glover is playing well right now, by the way. Former U.S. Open champion.
Is he a guy I want? Is he a guy I want?
I would not, but he's playing really well.
John Holmes.
Not on the list.
Kisner.
Kisner hasn't had a good.
Zach Johnson
could be a guy, steady player, real steady.
Schnetker.
Wild card player.
Al Unser Jr.
He's a race car driver.
Hooks is getting into this.
IndyCar, by the way.
Oh, God. You're now, I don't know if you can be on radio anymore. Are you sure that I don't want, you said you would not go with Glover?
You know what? Yes, go with him.
Because I can afford him.
He's hot right now. He's been playing good golf.
He's hot right now. It's Hansel. Hansel is so hot.
Been playing some good golf.
All right, so we're going with, here it is. This is the Bill Hook special. I'm putting a hundo down to win a lot of money. If I lose $100, I'm going to be sad. We have Cabrera Bello, whoever that guy is. Yep. We've got Sergio Garcia, who, by the way, is my second most. I put Brooks Koepka on here because I love Brooks Koepka. But we got Sergio Garcia. I got Glover, Brooks Koepka, Molinari, and Henrik Stenson.
No, there you go. Screwed, man.
No, that's good value.
You don't got Ricky on there. Ricky,
well, it's expensive. Those guys are expensive.
Ricky won the tournament. Oh, who cares?
He's expensive. Who would I take off? I'm not taking off Koepka, because Koepka, I would have Dustin Johnson on here, too, because they're my two favorite
people.
He's the most expensive.
I like Stenson, but get him off.
I want to say he's one of the favorites to win this week.
Who, Stenson?
No, Johnson.
Well, then why don't I have him on there?
He's a favorite this week.
You like Henrik Stenson?
No.
I'm telling you right now. Look,
here's the deal. Molinari only has one top 10.
I look at, he just won.
Yeah, he did one.
He just won.
That's his one.
He just won last
week. Did he win a major?
Yeah, I think he's a British Open champion.
Molinari, this is in this year, this current season. Like right now, this is what they tell me on, just so you know.
Look.
Okay? Just so, let me educate you a little bit, Bill Hooks.
Woo!
All right? Cabrera Bello has three top 10 finishes. He's made 9 out of 10 cuts this year. You've got Sergio. He's got four top 10s. He's 6 for 6 on cuts.
Here's the deal.
Right?
I would
You've
say
got
this.
Glover, who's got four. He's 8 of 9.
Okay.
All right? This jabroni, Henrik Stenson, has made one. He's got one top 10, and he's 3 out of 6 cuts. He's not even doing anything.
Give me the power ranking of this golf tournament, this golf course.
So what is Stenson, according to your thing?
He's number 3 in the power ranking.
You know, he's
number 3, but he's been terrible all year.
9 top 25s and 13 tries at this place. Molinari, by the way, has been there eight times to TPC Sawgrass, which is where they're playing. All our top 10 finishes.
Okay, hold on. What if, go with me here. What about Ostjuzen?
Who?
Louis Oosthuizen?
Yeah, that guy.
No.
You got it?
No.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try to drop down. I need to see if I go get my boy, Johnson, who is the most expensive guy on this list.
If you want a cheap, good player, you go with, what's his name? The guy who doesn't pay his caddy.
Oh, who's that? He's a cheap player.
Yeah. What's his name? Hooks?
Who's this guy?
Who?
The guy who didn't pay his caddy.
Oh.
What's his name?
Glover? Is that Glover?
No.
Cooch.
Matt Cooch.
All right, let's see how cheap he is.
Not
cheap,
listed
man.
In the
Here,
top.
I'm going to... Oh, no, the power I can't ranking. Afford anybody. That ain't going to work. I don't think I can afford a single golfer. Do you guys know who Langley is?
Nope.
Never heard of him. What about Kang?
Kang. You know, you should go with Matsuyama.
What about Jay Vegas? That sounds extravagant.
Johnny Vegas, is that his name?
I don't know. Vijay Singh? Still on here.
He's still running.
Still golfing, baby.
Oh, boy.
What about this guy's name is Shenanigans. Shenander Hands? No, never heard of him. All right.
Folks, the player should be a major.
A lot of that's talked about. A lot of that. There is a lot of that.
Harry Potter?
It's a wizard. Yeah, it's the players' championship. That's what they call it. So the players act like it is one. So,
I mean,
what about Piercy?
Scott Piercy?
Yeah. He's made 4 top 10s, and he's made 10 of 12 cuts in the world so far this year.
Willie J, I just tweeted you something. Nick wanted to see if you could pronounce this. Coming at you, Twitter.
Yeah, I know. I already saw it. And he spelled my name wrong, so I'm not going to even acknowledge it. Who spells Willie with a Will and then E next to it?
Will
Who
e.
said that? You did?
Is no,
that
I did not.
Is it dash E?
No, nope. Some guy named Nick.
I want to throw this at, as you're looking at golfers. Do you see the story on Larry Scott?
You think Sergio's going to do well?
No.
Yes, he'll play well.
What about Tim Duncan?
He gone. Tim, we think about this story. Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12, right? So they are going to be out in the Pac-12 tournament starts. They'll be in Vegas. Not the big story right now. The big story is where and how much the room and where Larry Scott will be staying throughout the Big 12, the Pac-12 tournament. He is staying in a two-bedroom Sky Villa at Aria Resort, which includes the casino, 24-hour butler service, and luxury airport transportation, own private elevator, 3,300 square feet of space. There's a jacuzzi soaking tub, a fully stocked bar, and a powder room. He will be paying an average nightly rate of what? Well, he's out there.
I don't know.
$2 million a night.
$7,500 a night.
My God. That's some cash.
$7,500 a night for the tournament. He'll be staying at the Aria. Come on.
What's it like, Hooks?
I don't know. That's crazy talk.
Are you going to try to pronounce that?
Yeah, sure, if you want me to.
Yeah, what do you got?
Get it right. Come on.
I feel like it's a joke.
No, it's not.
I feel like it's a joke. I feel like it's going to make it. I'm going to try and say it, and it's going to sound
no, just,
like.
Just do it. You got it.
Horse d'Ivoire.
You're joking, right?
How do you. How to pronounce.
Hang on. Did you just say horse? What is it again?
This is why I didn't want to do it.
Horse divorce.
What? Say it again.
Horse divorce.
Get me out of here.
What? I don't know what you're laughing at because that's not a word, okay?
It is pronounced hors d'oeuvres.
You are so good. I love you so much. God, I love you so much.
Oh, my God.
Did you start with horrors on that one?
No, I said horse. Horse.
I love you
so
much.
That's what I was trying to avoid.
I love you so much.
I was worried you were going to say horrors devour.
That's why I didn't want to say it.
I love you so much.
Hors d'oeuvre.
Hors d'oeuvres.
There's no S at the end of the E. How does
it's an hors d'oeuvre.
Hors d'oeuvre.
You ever heard of that? Hors d'oeuvre?
Yeah, it's a type of...
You drive a freaking Lexus. You know what an hors d'oeuvre is.
Yeah, it's something you bring to a party and you eat before the food. Oh. Or whatever. It's the type of food you bring to a party and it's not part of... It's just a side. It's just a little side.
It's just a little side. I love you so much.
You know, where'd you go to high school?
It doesn't matter. It probably sounds like it went to Pius, honestly. But
oh, now it's on me. So, I just told you I was being nice.
No, you don't. No. You just spent 10 seconds laughing your
butt. But I was waiting.
That was funny.
That was good. That's
hey, listen, he doesn't know how to spell. He spells Will E.
Nick, do me a favor. Call the show. You get movie tickets.
Please. Yeah, and talk to Willie J.
You can answer the phone.
I just got a. Someone just tweeted me and said, guys, I just peed a little.
That is so good.
Okay, no, I'll be honest. I've seen that word spelled out ever.
That's why I was wondering where you went to school.
Went to Pius.
No, you didn't.
I did go to Pius.
I know where you went.
You went to Pius and you took French at Pius.
That was I'm not even going to say where you went because I know where you went. I'm going to be nice.
Go ahead.
Someone else tweeted and said, the same guy that said he peed a little bit said, thanks a lot, baby wipes, because I'm wearing khakis right now.
Oof.
Dang, that's a bad combination.
Sorry, man.
Laughing hard, though. That's good. All right, let's take a really quick break. Yeah, Nick, if you want to call in.
Hey, that's what's trending at 10.
Well done, Willie. That's awesome.
Oh, man. I'm so happy.
Man, that made my stomach hurt.
So here's what a tweet came in, and they said if they were going to... If they were going to sum up our show, this is how they would describe the show. Willie J can't read. Chicken King with the
yep, yeah, that's me.
And play then me being a rage monster about every 2 days.
That's us. Got it.
It's our show in a nutshell. Like, why don't we have that as a promo?
I don't like that, though, because I can read. I can read.
Your track record says otherwise, brother.
I can read.
I'm thinking right now from where you went to school that this college scam thing
You might be part of it.
What sport did you play?
He's a golfer.
Remember, I only made the team once.
No, but that not...
Oh, man. Oh, his sister actually is an athlete, though.
Mm-hmm.
At a different school. All right, let's take a break back after this.